We began the panel discussion with a follow-up question I had for Dr. Gold.
You brought up sort of the positives and negatives of continuous versus any personal thoughts about what is, you know, more optimal. I was interviewing Joyce O'Shaughnessy the other day, and she was saying that she's concerned about escape that might occur, which I think you pointed out there. But do you have any sort of hypotheses about what might be more? It was done non-continuously with palbociclib because it had to be. You couldn't do it?
It had to be because of the neutropenia.
Although they actually have done continuous dosing ribo as well, just with the lower dosing.
Yeah. Right. So I think in an effort to see if they could give ribo at a continuous, but albeit lower dose, that's some small studies have also been done. I mean, certainly in, again, laboratory studies, in animal studies, and actually even in a clinical trial, we know that if you stop one of these agents, cancer cells will resume proliferating. So I think the best example of that comes from the neoadjuvant study called Neopalana. So this was a study where people received neoadjuvant therapy. Initially, there was a window with anastrozole, then palbociclib was added, given for some number of months, and then ultimately went on to surgery. And what happened was these patients had many different biopsies throughout their neoadjuvant treatment, and the proliferation of tumor cells was looked at all these different time points. Sure enough, when you added the palbo on top of the anastrozole, you saw a drop in the Ki-67 index. It was able to further suppress proliferation compared to anastrozole alone. When you looked at the surgical specimens, that Ki-67 had come back up again. Why? Because prior to surgery, patients had a window where they were not on the CDK4/6 inhibitor anymore. So theoretically, you could say, I would like this patient to be on the drug continuously, so there aren't these little bursts of resumed proliferation. That said, the clinical data doesn't suggest that that is a clinically meaningful effect, at least when endocrine therapy is running in the background.